Welcome to Physics Unlocked, the podcast that turns tricky A-level concepts into something you can actually understand and use in the exam. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and frequently examined modules in A-level physics, Module 4, Electrons, Waves, and Photons. This module sits right at the heart of modern physics. It's where classical wave theory meets quantum mechanics and where you'll encounter some of the most mind-bending ideas in all of science. By the end of this episode, you'll understand the photoelectric effect, wave-particle duality, electron energy levels, and the electromagnetic spectrum, and crucially, you'll know exactly how to answer exam questions on each one. So let's get started. Section 1, the electromagnetic spectrum and photons. Let's begin with something you've probably seen before, the electromagnetic spectrum. But here's what examiners want you to understand at A level. Light isn't just a wave, it's also a particle, and those particles are called photons. A photon is a quantum, a discrete packet of electromagnetic energy. The energy of a single photon is given by the equation E equals H times F, where H is Planck's constant, which is 6.63 times 10 to the minus 34 joule seconds, and F is the frequency of the radiation in hertz. You can also write this as E equals HC over lambda, where C is the speed of light, and lambda is the wavelength. This is incredibly useful because exam questions often give you wavelength rather than frequency. Now, here's the key insight. Higher frequency means higher energy per photon. Gamma rays have enormous energy per photon. Radio waves have tiny energy per photon. This isn't just trivia, it's the foundation of the photoelectric effect, which we'll come to in a moment. Examiners love asking you to calculate photon energy. The most common mistake candidates make is forgetting to convert units. Wavelength is often given in nanometers. You must convert to meters by multiplying by 10 to the minus 9. Frequency might be given in gigahertz. Convert to hertz by multiplying by 10 to the 9. Get your unit conversions right and you'll pick up easy marks. Section 2, the photoelectric effect. This is the big one. The photoelectric effect is one of the most important experiments in the history of physics, and it appears in virtually every A-level exam paper. Here's what happens. When you shine light on a metal surface, electrons can be ejected from that surface. Simple enough. But here's what classical wave theory couldn't explain, and what Einstein's photon model does explain perfectly. Observation 1. Electrons are only emitted if the frequency of the incident light is above a certain threshold frequency, called F0. Below this frequency, no electrons are emitted, no matter how intense the light is. A dim ultraviolet lamp will eject electrons from zinc. A blazing bright red lamp will not. Intensity doesn't matter. Frequency does. Observation 2. The maximum kinetic energy of the emitted electrons increases with frequency, but is independent of intensity. Observation 3. Emission is instantaneous. There's no time delay. Classical wave theory predicted that any frequency of light given enough time or intensity should eventually give electrons enough energy to escape. The photoelectric effect proved this wrong. Einstein explained it with his photon model. Each electron can only absorb one photon at a time. If that photon doesn't have enough energy, if its frequency is below the threshold, the electron simply can't escape regardless of how many photons are hitting the surface. The key equation is HF equals phi plus 1/2 mv squared max. Let's break that down. HF is the energy of the incoming photon. Phi, the Greek letter phi, is the work function of the metal. This is the minimum energy needed to remove an electron from the surface. 1/2 mv squared max is the maximum kinetic energy of the emitted electron. So the photon's energy goes first to overcoming the work function, and whatever's left over becomes kinetic energy of the electron. The threshold frequency F0 is the frequency at which the photon energy exactly equals the work function. So phi equals H times F0. Examiners will ask you to calculate photon energy, calculate the work function, find the maximum kinetic energy of emitted electrons, or explain why emission doesn't occur below the threshold frequency. Make sure you can do all four. A stopping potential question is also common. If you apply a reverse voltage to stop the electrons, the stopping potential Vs satisfies. E times Vs equals 1/2 mv squared max, so the stopping potential gives you the maximum kinetic energy directly. Section 3, energy levels and atomic spectra. Now let's move to electrons inside atoms. Electrons don't just orbit the nucleus randomly. They occupy specific quantized energy levels. Think of them like rungs on a ladder. An electron can be on one rung or another, but never in between. When an electron absorbs a photon, it jumps up to a higher energy level. We call this excitation. When it falls back down, it releases a photon with energy exactly equal to the difference between the two levels. This is the equation delta E equals HF, where delta E is the energy difference between levels. This is why atoms produce line spectra rather than continuous spectra. Each element has a unique set of energy levels, so it emits and absorbs specific frequencies of light, a fingerprint that astronomers use to identify elements in distant stars. There are two types of spectra to know. An emission spectrum is produced when excited atoms release photons. You see bright colored lines on a dark background. An absorption spectrum is produced when white light passes through a cool gas. The gas absorbs specific frequencies, leaving dark lines on a continuous spectrum. The dark lines in an absorption spectrum correspond exactly to the bright lines in the emission spectrum of the same element. Ground state is the lowest energy level, the most stable state. Ionization occurs when an electron gains enough energy to completely escape the atom. The ionization energy is the energy required to remove an electron from the ground state to infinity. Section 4. Wave-particle duality. Here's where things get genuinely mind-bending. We've established that light behaves as a particle. The photon model explains the photoelectric effect. But light also behaves as a wave. It diffracts, it interferes, it has a wavelength and frequency. So, which is it? The answer is both. This is wave-particle duality. And it doesn't stop with light. In 1924, Louis de Broglie proposed that matter, electrons, protons, even large molecules, also has a wave nature. The de Broglie wavelength is given by lambda equals h over p, where p is the momentum of the particle. Since momentum equals mass times velocity, you can write this as lambda equals h over mv. This was confirmed experimentally by electron diffraction. When a beam of electrons is fired at a thin crystal, they produce a diffraction pattern, just like waves. The spacing of the pattern depends on the electron's wavelength, which depends on its speed. For exam purposes, remember, faster electrons have more momentum, therefore shorter wavelength, therefore less diffraction. Slower electrons have longer wavelength and more diffraction. This is why electron microscopes can image objects smaller than the wavelength of visible light. By accelerating electrons to high speeds, you can achieve very short wavelengths. Section 5. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk tactics. Here are the most common mistakes I see candidates make on this module and exactly how to avoid them. Mistake 1. Confusing intensity with frequency in photoelectric effect questions. Intensity tells you how many photons per second are hitting the surface. Frequency tells you the energy per photon. Emission depends on frequency, not intensity. More intense light above the threshold frequency means more electrons emitted per second, but it does not increase the maximum kinetic energy of those electrons. Mistake 2. Forgetting to convert electron volts to joules. Work functions are often given in electron volts. 1 electron volt equals 1.6 times 10 to the minus 19 joules. Always convert before substituting into equations. Mistake 3. Using the wrong equation for de Broglie wavelength. The equation is lambda equals h over p. Don't confuse p with energy. If you're given the kinetic energy of an electron, you need to find momentum first. Kinetic energy equals p squared over 2m, so p equals the square root of 2me. Mistake 4. In energy level questions, getting the sign of delta E wrong. Energy levels are negative. The ground state of hydrogen is minus 13.6 electron volts. When an electron drops from a higher level to a lower level, the energy of the emitted photon equals the difference, always positive. Mistake 5. Not explaining the photoelectric effect in terms of one-to-one photon-electron interactions. Examiners specifically want to see this language. Say, each electron can only absorb one photon, and if the photon energy is less than the work function, the electron cannot be emitted regardless of intensity. Command words to watch. Explain means you must give a reason using because. Calculate means show all working and include units. Describe means say what happens, no explanation needed. Suggest means apply your knowledge to an unfamiliar context. Section 6, quick fire, recall quiz. Cover your notes and try to answer these. I'll give you a few seconds for each one. Question 1, what is the equation for the energy of a photon? Pause if you need to think. The answer is E equals HF. Or equivalently, E equals HC over lambda. Question 2. What is the threshold frequency?
Pause.
It's the minimum frequency of incident radiation required to eject an electron from a metal surface. Question 3. What does the work function represent?
Pause.
It's the minimum energy required to remove an electron from the surface of a metal. Question 4. State the de Broglie equation.
Pause.
Lambda equals H over P or H over MV. Question 5. Why does increasing the intensity of light below the threshold frequency not cause electron emission?
Pause.
Because each electron can only absorb one photon at a time, and if that photon's energy is less than the work function, the electron cannot escape, regardless of how many photons hit the surface. Question 6. What is the difference between an emission spectrum and an absorption spectrum?
Pause.
An emission spectrum shows bright lines on a dark background. Produced when excited, electrons fall to lower energy levels and emit photons. An absorption spectrum shows dark lines on a continuous spectrum, produced when electrons absorb specific photon frequencies and jump to higher energy levels. Section 7, Summary and Sign-Off. Let's bring it all together. Module 4 is built on one central idea. Energy is quantized. Light comes in discrete packets called photons. Electrons and atoms occupy discrete energy levels. The photoelectric effect only works photon by photon. And matter itself has a wave nature described by the de Broglie equation. The five things you absolutely must know for the exam. 1. E equals HF for photon energy. 2. HF equals phi plus 1/2 mv squared max for the photoelectric effect. 3. Emission requires frequency above the threshold, not just high intensity. 4. Delta E equals HF for atomic transitions. 5. Lambda equals H over P for de Broglie wavelength. If you can apply those five relationships confidently, you'll be well on your way to full marks on this module. That's it for today's episode of Physics Unlocked. Good luck in your exams. You've got this. See you next time.